This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Jesus shares that with his apostles the night of the Last Supper. He shares it with us. This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. In our first reading, we hear about Moses going up the mountain. And Moses and the people of Israel are trying to trust in the Lord. They've been led into the desert, and God has told them all along that he's going to provide for them. He tells them, "You are my people, and I am your God." And as a symbol of this covenant, this partnership, this commitment that God has on their behalf, he asks them back, like, "Will you follow me?" And we heard it twice in the reading. We will heed all of the Lord's commands. And to bring it all together, Moses sacrifices bulls and goats and lambs and makes this offering to the Lord that something must die for our transgressions to be wiped away. Something must die for our sin, our sinfulness to be wiped away as an offering to God. And so Moses takes half of the blood and sprinkles it on the altar, and he takes the other half of the blood from these animals, and then as a sign to the people of the covenant that I belong to God, and Moses sprinkles the blood on the people. During the weeks of Easter, Father Dan and I would come around and sprinkle water upon you, and I saw you all cringe every time we did it. You can only imagine if we had sprinkled blood upon you, you guys would be running for the hills. But this is the new covenant that you and I get to share in. John in the book of Revelation has this vision of heaven, and there's a guide showing him around. And he looks at the holy ones who are there, and they're wearing these white robes, and he asks, "Who are these people in the white robes?" And his guide tells him, "These are the ones whose robes have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. These are the ones whose robes have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, in the blood of Jesus." And what you and I experience, you think, how is it that you can get white robes from being dyed in blood? And this is the covenant that you and I share in, that by virtue of our baptism, at the moment of our baptism, this is the moment that God chooses us, that sin is wiped away, that the sacrifice has already been made, and you and I are chosen, that we become sons and daughters of God. And when I come and sprinkle you with holy water, it's a reminder that I belong to God, that he is my Father. You will never not be the son or the daughter of your parents. Nobody can take that away from you. No matter how far you run away from your mom or your dad, you remain their child. And in the waters of baptism, you were chosen. A covenant was ratified so that you can belong ultimately to the Lord. But that's not because of the blood of bulls or goats. That's because of the blood of Jesus. He tells us, "This is my blood of the covenant." That someone had to die to make up for our sinfulness. Someone had to die to bring us back to the Father. And it's God's most beloved Son that does that. That Jesus offers his life for us. And in the midst of this relationship, that God is part of our family, that we belong to him. In the desert, we see God continues to feed his people. That he gives them manna from heaven so they can continue on this journey, strengthened by food. And God is so good to us that he gives us spiritual food for this journey here on earth. Because life is hard, and our hearts are fickle, and the world can be cruel. And we get worn down over days and months and years. And we need to keep calling out and keep crying out to the Lord. And yet God is there to feed us with his body and his blood. The gift of the Eucharist that you and I get to participate in. It's not like any other food. Yesterday, I haven't eaten much today, but yesterday I went to Pickleman's for dinner. I had a nice sub, and I had chips, and I had a couple cups of coffee yesterday, and a protein shake, and a whole bunch of trail mix. I was just kind of nibbling yesterday, really. You know, like all foods that we eat, somehow or another become assimilated to our body, that they nourish our body, that they keep our organs alive so that we can continue to see another day. That food becomes part of us. But the Eucharist, St. Augustine tells us, the Eucharist is different. When we eat the Eucharist, Jesus doesn't become part of us. We become part of him. That when we eat the Eucharist, we become like Jesus. When we consume him, we become grafted like the branch to the vine, that we could become part of the body of Christ, that he gives us divine grace, his own life, so that we can love as he loves, so that we can see others as he sees them. Because our hearts are too small, so we need Jesus' heart, and he gives it to us in the Eucharist. You and I are called to such great heights, and yet God leaves his abiding presence with us. He tells us his name in the Old Testament, Emmanuel, which means God with us. And every time you come into a church, you see that red sanctuary lamp burning because God waits for his people. God dwells with his people. He is Emmanuel. And the Eucharist is the most profound experience that you and I have of that. If I had to give any sort of life hack, as it were, I think it would be this, that you and I always need to know where the nearest tabernacle is. We always need to, whether we're at home, or whether we're at work, or whether we're on vacation, we need to know where the body and blood of Jesus resides. Because we search far and wide for peace and happiness, for fulfillment, and God lives here, in this church. This isn't just a place of work. We have a whole bunch of employees. We keep our doors open beyond working hours so that you can come and experience the living God here in this church. He's the only one who can fully receive us. He's the only one who we can fully entrust our hearts to. He's the only one who will speak back to us words of wisdom each and every day. Should we come with humble and contrite hearts, God remains with his people in the Eucharist. It's our great gift. Jesus offers his blood, his body, for you and for me. Which means that my life means something. That my life matters. And that I'm called to imitate Jesus and offer my life back to the Father. I am part of the body of Christ, a son or a daughter of God. And the opportunity of my life is to offer myself back to the Lord in whatever vocation, in whatever relationship, in whatever state of life I live, then my life is meant to be a gift offered back to the Father. Jesus gives himself to us in the Eucharist, shedding his blood. This is my blood of the covenant given for you.